on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etuquini Municipality says it's cleared 70% of the backlog in its waste, fleet and plant operations after 18 months of serious strain on the system.
It was a state you can see from social media at some of the waste facilities, as well as in major areas where waste was actually placed all over or not collected on time, resulting to things like stigma attached that the city isn't doing enough. So it was a similar trend in June 23 in the CBD, or these street litters on the curb and channel, waste was left uncollected. Illegal dumping was another one where hotspot areas were just profounded with waste.
A deputy head of plant and engineering, Logan Moodley, has told Parliament's Environment Committee that the city is handling around 3,400 tonnes of waste a day. He says clearing some of the backlog marks the start of stabilising waste services. But he adds the issue goes beyond truck shortages, as they also need to use resources more efficiently. Etuquini has 4 landfill sites, but 2 are nearing capacity. Moodley has added that ongoing pressures in the Durban CBD, including waste linked to informal trading, homelessness and problem buildings, are adding to the pressure.
But that space is now improving. There's still a work in progress. Interventions through bringing visibility to the business, both on holding people accountable, bringing in consequence management, having early warning systems in place, setting up structured groups on how the teams are functioning, would improve supervision, has begun to show success over the last year. So
there's been a development in the case of the police officer charged in connection with the Durban carjacking that claimed the life of Zara Ramsamy. The 11-year-old girl was killed outside a fast food restaurant in Malvern in September. Constable Minentle Makaya was nabbed a month later after he was found in possession of a bank card belonging to the child's mother. Newswatch's Nshera Suthyal was at court in Durban.
Makaya, through his attorney, told the court that he intends to plead guilty to charges of theft, fraud and defeating the ends of justice. A plea and sentencing agreement was handed in during his appearance in court 12 this morning. The plea bargain has now been sent to the senior public prosecutor for consideration. The development comes 7 months after Zara was killed by one of the hijackers as he was driving off with her mother's SUV. It was later found abandoned. Makaya had been given the responsibility of moving the recovered vehicle to a SAPS facility and picked up Mrs. Ramsamy's bank card inside the car. He's claimed he mistook the card for his. The constable was arrested after it emerged the card was used to buy hundreds of rands worth of alcohol. Nshera Suthyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
And a second man has been charged over a series of fires at properties linked to British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The man's due in court today, accused of conspiracy to commit arson with intent to endanger life. Here's Sky's Ashna Hurinag.
He is a 26-year-old man who was detained at Luton Airport on Saturday. His name is Stanislav Karpiuk, a Romanian national who's living in Romford.
The top story, Etuquini Municipality says it's cleared 70% of the backlog in its waste, fleet and plant operations after 18 months of serious strain on the system. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.